Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Legislature signs off on $1.8 billion budget package. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming legislators are saving for when the state's economy storms again, putting away $1.4 billion into savings in the 2023 supplemental budget, which passed the legislature on Thursday. The $1.4 billion in savings accounts for nearly 78% of the overall $1.8 billion supplemental budget. It is the state's largest savings account in at least 15 years and probably largest in state history, according to Cowboy State Daily News. The large surplus legislators had to work with was because of much higher than anticipated oil and gas revenues, which came in at $730 million over what was estimated. This bill is a record setter for the amount of money we are putting away, Senate President Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower said in a Thursday press release. This budget was built with our children, grandchildren, and Wyoming's future generations at the center of our work. Bottom line, this bill means a stronger Wyoming. After the savings, the legislature has also approved spending $383 million on other projects. More than half will go to financing school construction and maintenance. There also will be about 20 state employees added with the supplemental budget, and all state employees will receive an average 8% pay increase effective in July. While the savings may be a record, the nearly $400 million being spent doesn't sit well with some, according to Cowboy State Daily News. While I applaud the legislature's effort to be responsible with the people's money by saving some of the surplus, I am disappointed we also added a significant amount of money to the 2023 budget, said Gillette's representative John Baer. Baer called the additional money that Wyoming received, nearly $534 million in Federal American Rescue Plan Act disbursement, as funny money. It was printed out of whole cloth, leading to massive inflation, he said. Northeast Wyoming is under a winter storm watch this week. A winter storm will impact Northeast Wyoming, likely producing heavy snow Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday night. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are possible, with a potential of over a foot in some areas. Blowing and drifting snow is also expected. In addition, Arctic air will settle into the area on Wednesday, creating dangerous wind chills likely through much of Thursday. Wind chills could be as low as 35 below zero and could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes on Wednesday night into Thursday. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.